Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. That's why we have singing in the services. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Let's pray. Father, I pray you bless the word this morning. And God, as I preach on this thought of why I'm thankful, God, we all, Lord, if we could just take inventory, we all have something to be thankful for this morning. And God, as I preach on this idea of being thankful and entering into your courts with praise and enter into your gates with thanksgiving. And God, that our hearts would be full this morning and of the things of God. And as we go through our week, and into the Thanksgiving week, God, that we count our blessings and give you the praise. Bless all that will be done. And Lord, if there's one listening this morning, one in the service, God, I pray that that doesn't know you, that the Holy Spirit would speak to them. And God, if there's a child of God that is finding trouble counting their blessings, God, that they could find them this morning and their hearts would be lifted up. God, bless the word, encourage the child of God, and fill me with your power and spirit to preach in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. And I always thank God for every opportunity to be here. And I do mean that with everything that's inside of me. What a blessing it is. And thank God we could sing that chorus, entering into his courts with praise. Amen. And thank God we can give thanks. Giving thanks is a good thing to do. I believe that. You know, you read through the New Testament, the Bible has a lot to say about giving thanks. And we couldn't go through every verse, but I want to notice some of them this morning. Ephesians 5:20 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's funny. With all these little COVID bands they have, they said they don't want people to come to church and sing. Let me tell you, singing is an integral part of church. It's worship. When David brought up the Ark of the Lord, it was with singing and dancing. He danced before the Lord and he sang. It wasn't sensual. It was a dance of glory to God Almighty because they were bringing the Ark to its place where they would build eventually of the temple of God. And singing is so important. It uplifts your spirit. And that's why, thank God, you don't have to be a beautiful singer to be able to sing and give glory to God. Amen. I know everyone doesn't want to stand up in front and sing, but I'll tell you, well, during the song service in the church, it's your chance to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Thank God for it. I love singing, and I love especially singing to God Almighty and praising his name. Amen. That's the one thing that false religion doesn't have. Hinduism doesn't have a song. Islam doesn't have a song. You know, all they got is Allahu Akbar, you know, God is great, blow themselves. I mean, they don't have a song, but Christianity has a song. And it is a song of praise and thank God for it. Colossians 3:15-17 says, and let the peace of God rule into your hearts, which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. You know, thankful people have more peace than people that are unthankful. There's a something about giving God thanks that brings peace into your heart. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for everything you bring into my life. And, you know, and that's what Romans 8:28 is. We know that all things work together for good. And then love God, they were called according to his purpose. But even the bad things God brings into our life that seemingly are bad, but it's for his honor and glory and for our good. You know, sometimes we just can't see the trees from the forest. We can't see what all God's doing. And, you know, you look back on it later and you see that seemed bad at the time, but it was one of the best things that ever could have happened. Amen. Thank God for that. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, why is giving thanks so important? Because it honors God. It honors God. When you give God thanks, it honors him. Your whole world can be falling apart, but when you give God thanks, it honors Him. And you know what? God is pleased with that. And I tell you, when God is pleased, He is going to work in your life for your good. I believe that with everything that's inside of me. I've never seen an unhappy, miserable, disgruntled person, you know, get anything in their life. Because they're just miserable people. That gloom, despair, and agony on me business. And, you know, and it never brought anybody any good into their life. It honors God. It reminds us that we are blessed. It reminds us how we're blessed. When the pilgrims got together, you know what they did? They were reminding themselves that they were blessed. Of course, when the Indians came, there wasn't enough food. And we know what the Indians did. They went out and hunted and brought back corn and they brought back venison. And it was such a joyous time remembering that they had been blessed. They were forgetting all the death, forgetting all the sorrow, forgetting the starvation, forgetting the bad things that had happened to them the year prior. It reminds us that we're blessed. And then it allows us to focus on what we have instead of what we don't. How important is that? Focusing on what you have and being thankful for what you have instead of what you don't have. You know, it's funny. A kid can have a house, a room full of toys, and then they're mad over the one they didn't get. Instead of enjoying what they have, they're miserable because of what they didn't get to do, you know? And I laugh at that. We remind the kids and the grandkids, we'd always remind them, hey, you had a great day, but you didn't get to do that one thing. So it was a rotten day. It was a great day. But see, when you focus on that one bad thing, you forget about all the good things. And again, remembering what you have. Look, we're in the book of Psalms. Look in Psalms 30 and in verse number 4. And this is just the introduction this morning, but Psalms 30 and verse number 4. And again, we could go, there are hundreds and hundreds of verses. We just don't have time for that. But Psalms 30 and verse number 1, it says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. Thou hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave, and thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord all, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Hey, giving thanks is such an important thing. Look in Psalms 47. Psalms 47 and verse number 12 this morning. Just flip on over there a few pages. Psalms 47. And is it 47 or is it 97? It's probably 97. I can't read my own writing. You know how it is. Psalms 97. That's where it is. Psalms 97, verse 12. It says, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Psalms 105. Psalms 105. And in verse number 1, it says, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing songs unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face forevermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. Hey, giving thanks is so good and so righteous and such a blessing. Psalms 106 verse 1 now, and it says, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Now this morning I'm preaching on this thought, this simple little thought, the next few minutes, of what I'm thankful for. And I hope as I'm bringing these little thoughts out this morning that you'll think about what you're thankful for this morning. And I feel sad if there's anyone in the who's listening today or here this morning who can't find a reason to be thankful, because we have a lot to be thankful this morning. We really do. And the most important thing that I'm thankful this morning is this simple thing. And it's very simple, but it's my faith. I am so thankful for faith. Faith is such an important thing, and I would hate to be faithless like so many in the day in which we live. You know, to live in a faithless generation, people that have no faith. They have nothing to bring them comfort. They have nothing to have confidence in. I am so thankful that I have faith this morning, because there was a time in my life when I didn't have faith. There was a time in my life when I didn't have hope. There was a time in my life when I didn't know who to turn to or who to look to because I had no faith. But thank God this morning I have some faith. And thank God the faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Take your Bible and look in Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. Faith in Christ is the greatest thing that you can have this morning because you can. What did President Obama say? Those who cling to their faith and cling to their God. You better believe I cling to my faith. Because faith is a victory that overcomes the world. Hallelujah for faith. I feel sorry for President Obama because he doesn't have faith to cling to. But thank God we have faith this morning. Thank God we have faith. I look at those who died with no faith and how miserably they died because they had no faith. Thank God, as a child of God, we have faith and faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous in God, testifying of the gifts. And by it he being dead yet speak. Remember I told you, if you don't believe in Adam and Eve, you got to throw out the whole Bible. Because we're talking about Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel. Amen. I know evolutionists don't have any hope because they don't have any faith. And it's why they're so mean and hateful. You know why Madeline Murray O'Hare was so mean and hateful? Because she had no faith. Anyone who has no faith are the most miserable people in the world. Thank God that we have faith and have faith in Jesus Christ. Verse number 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Again, there was a time when I didn't know him. I didn't know who he was, what he did, or why he died. But I am thankful today for my faith. I'm thankful for the faith of Jesus Christ and how it brings me such peace and joy every morning. I'm glad I'm not clinging to politics. You understand what I'm talking about? That's why people went crazy when President Trump became president. And that's why they're going crazy because we got President-elect Joe Biden. My confidence and faith is not in the federal government. And it is not in politicians. My faith is in Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's why I'm not going crazy this morning. Because God has everything under control. My faith is in Almighty God. It's God that preserves this nation. It's God that holds us up. And thank God that we can be thankful for our faith in Jesus Christ this morning. I'm thankful for the Savior. I'm thankful for my personal salvation. You know, I'm glad that you're saved, but I'm more glad that I'm saved. Can I tell you that this morning? I know that I'm going to heaven. I can't say for certain that about anyone else, but the Bible says, these things have I written unto you to believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life, and that you may believe in the name of the Son of God. I know that I'm going to heaven. Amen. I get up every morning and say, thank God that I know Jesus Christ. Thank God. You know, forgiveness is so powerful. It's so cleansing. It's so redemptive. And it's so joyous to know that you're going to heaven. And to know that He's with us. You know, I thank God for that fountain in John chapter number 4. When Jesus Christ met that woman in the well, and he said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I give him shall never thirst, but by the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up in everlasting life. And you can understand why the woman said, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. That everlasting life that springs up with salvation. It's full, it's free, thank God it's forever. I'm glad that I drank of that fountain of living water. December 15th, 1979, the happiest day of my life. And every morning I get up and I relive the happiest day of my life. I am so thankful for salvation this morning, for the Savior. Isn't it simple this morning? You know, it's amazing people can't get up. If you can't find a reason to be happy, find a reason to, hey, that God saved you and you're going to heaven. I mean, that's a reason to be happy. Amen. Thank God for the sanctuary of the church this morning. You know, I'm glad that I have faith and I'm in the house of God this morning on the Lord's Day. Think about how many are not. And Sunday is another day for them. And it's not a special day for them. It's not a day of worship for them. It's not a day. Hey, they've made it a day of party and a day of labor and a day of everything else except for worshiping Jesus Christ. I told you when I was growing up, Sunday was the worst day of the week, the most despised and hated day. I said, this is one worthless day. They could tear it out of the calendar. But see, I had no faith. But when I got faith, Sunday became such a special day. When I became a child of God, it became the happiest day of my happiest day of the week. When I could get up and go to church, I'll never forget walking into Blue Ash Baptist Church and what a joyous feeling and uplifting feeling as I walked up those church steps. There were two set of church steps. You walked up five steps, you walked up another five steps, you opened the double doors. And there was such a joyous spirit in the house of God. Thank God for the sanctuary. You know, it's warm, it's welcoming. It's a wonderful place to be. Hallelujah. There's something about the church, the flock, the family of God, brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, sinners don't have that. And it's no wonder they're in despair this morning. I tell people, what I tell them all the time, if you could just find yourself sitting on that pew in the house of God, your life would be so much more better. Hey, I can feel bad and come to church and it make me feel good. A couple of weeks ago, I told you I was having that hot flash on that Sunday night. If I could have stayed home, I would have. Because I felt horrible that night. I mean, I felt horrible. But you know, I always comfort myself. I said, I know when I get to church, no matter how bad I feel, I'm going to feel better when I got there. You know, the weirdest days in my life is when we cancel a service. That whole day is weird. And I'm thinking, man, this day just don't feel right. Because there's something about seeing your sparkling personalities. There's something about, I don't know, there's just something about being with the family of God that makes my day so much better. Amen. And I'm thankful for each and every one of you. I am. I pray for you through the week. And it is so glad when, I am so glad to see you when you walk in that door. Amen. It fulfills me. And just to be with God's people. Amen. And there's something about the sanctuary. There's something about the church. And thank God we have that this morning. I'm glad we're not one of these places. And all over the world, they're locking it down again. And there's people that haven't been to a church service since this thing began because of how bad it is in certain places. Thank God for the sanctuary. Thank God for the church this morning. Thank God. I get up in the morning, thank God for my service to God as a Christian. The fact that I get to serve Him. And then the fact that God's called me to preach. I am thankful for that. You know, there's never been a time I got up and I wish God hadn't called me to preach. I love what God has called me to do. And you know, whatever it is that God's called you to do, and it doesn't matter if it's working in the factory. It doesn't matter if it's babysitting kids. It doesn't matter if it's a housewife. It doesn't matter if you're in a Fortune 500 company. Whatever God has called you to do, you know what? It's satisfying. Because God has called you to do it. And I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful for my security. You know, I am secure in Jesus Christ. You know why? Because Revelation 20:15, my name's written down in the book of life. The Bible says, and whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I'm glad that God knows my name. He does. He knows my name. And I am so thankful for that this morning. You know what? That's what my faith has produced. Can I tell you? I am thankful for faith this morning. And I feel sorry for those who have no faith. Because without faith, you have what? Nothing. And faith is so important. Can I say this morning? It's a simple little message this morning. You know, I am so thankful this morning. I'm thankful for family and I'm thankful for friends. You know what? I'm sad for people. And I run into people all the time. I saw a lady. She was begging yesterday. And And I thought to myself, there she is, so unhappy, so distraught, so miserable, and so what? Alone. You know, it's terrible to be alone. That's the worst feeling in the world, to be alone. I heard a nurse yesterday, she said it's so hard to see people die alone without their family. She said, I've held their hands and they're dying alone. And it's so sad to see people die alone with no one there. And you know, so many times that happens. People die alone because they have no family. They have no friends. I'm blessed this morning because I have family and I have friends. Family is the vine that ties. And you say, well, my family's crazy. You better thank God for your family. You may need them before it's through. You better thank God for family. Thank God for family, every one of them. We better thank God for family. And, you know, you think about that. Look in Psalms 142. You should be in Psalms. Psalms 142, if you look over there. So that's the saddest passage that you'll read in the Bible. And it's very sad. But yet it's very descriptive of people in the day in which we live. Psalms 142, verse 1, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble when my spirit was overwhelmed within me. Then Thou leddest my path in the way wherein I have walked. Have they privily laid a snare for me? I looked on my right hand and beheld, and there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, and no man cared for my soul. I thought about that verse yesterday when I saw that lady on the corner of the road. And I thought to myself, that lady is completely destitute. No family, no friends, no help. And no hope. Thank God we have family and friends this morning. We have got to thank God for our family and friends. You know, my family would do anything for me. And that's the truth. And I would do anything for them. If they called me in the middle of the night and said, Brother, I said, Chris, is there any way you could get in the car and come? I'd get in the car and come. I'd find a way to do it. And you know what? They would find a way to do that for me. If I'm up with my family and I need something, whatever it is I need, they say, hey, you got it. I'll get it for you. When they're here with me, whatever it is they need, if I can possibly do it, I'm going to do it. Thank God for family this morning. Thank God for friends. Hey, if we can help someone, what I always say, we should. Amen. If you can, you should. Thank God for family and friends. Thank God. I thank God for my wife this morning. I don't know how she's put up with me these last, it'll be 40 years this next year. I don't know how. I'm a hard guy to put up with. Thank God for a family, for my wife. Thank God for my children. Thank God for the grandkids. Adam and Rebecca came down and brought the grandkids, and they were with us for the last few days. And man, I was telling Miss Susan, I said, our house looked like a bomb went off. And I am one of these guys who likes everything in its a place for everything and everything in its place. You know that. That's why when you come in, the songbooks aren't strewn all over, because I like everything in its place, a place for everything and everything in its place. And man, I was looking at the house, and the family room was wiped out. The kitchen was wiped out. The living room was wiped out. The dining room was wiped out. The hallway was wiped out. Their bedroom, the only place wasn't wiped out was our bedroom, because I shut the door. And I'm looking, I said, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking, and before I went mentally insane, I looked at my grandkids and said, thank God that they're here. And I said, Miss Lisa will clean it all up when they leave. She tells me, she told me last night, we lay down in bed. She says, thank you for being so nice this week. You say, why were you nice? Because I was thanking God for them three grandkids and for my daughter and my son-in-law that they came and spent a few days with us. They didn't have to. Hey, some families never see their children and grandchildren. And I was thanking God for them. And I just comforted myself and says, this isn't going to last forever. We'll get it cleaned up and we'll get it picked up. And, you know, but they all gave me a kiss this morning before they left. And I said, Leah, you got a kiss for, she said, I got a kiss for Papa. And she put her, I said, praise the Lord. Baby Tyson gave me a kiss. Well, he, you know, he's happy to see anybody, right? How old is he? A year old? 9 months old. Okay, I don't know. Hey, babies, right? And then Aiden gave me a hug and a kiss. And then I said, praise the Lord. Gave Rebecca a hug and a kiss. Gave Adam a hug. I said, Lord, thank you for family this morning. I Skype with my brothers and sisters through the week. We get on the computer and we Skype and we look at each other and talk and laugh and tell our stories. They listen to the services. They laugh all the stories I tell. And I told them, I said, now, when I'm telling a story, don't get mad when I'm telling a story now. And Brother Joe said, Chris, tell any story you want to tell. It's OK. But he said, if you would, every now and then tell my part. You know, it's a one-sided story when I'm telling it. He said, I think you left something out of that story. I said, hey, I was doing the preaching, not you. But, you know, we have a great time together as a family. You know what you need to do? You need to make a connection with your family. Thank God for your family. Hey, and break down the barriers. Break down. Cling to the good and forget the bad. Amen. Love your family. Thank God for family. Thank God for friends. I thank God for every one of you at church. Can I tell you? If I could do something to genuinely help you, I'm going to do it. Because you're my friends. And I love every one of you. And I'm thankful for every one of you. And friends, thank God that we can have friends. Look in Proverbs 17. And Solomon knew the importance of that. Proverbs 17, this isn't Bring a Friend Day, but every Sunday is Bring a Friend Day. Thank God for our friends. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Sometimes people call me, and I know when they call me, they want something, because they never call me unless they want something. But you know what? I don't mind that. You know why? Because we're friends. I did a little something for Andrew and Tammy, and they said, hey, I said, you owe me nothing. I said, but when I want a favor, bless God, you better be there. I don't want to hear nothing when I want a favor. Right? Because that's what friendship is. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. Right? And I don't mind to do anything for anybody, but I don't want to hear it when I want a favor. I said, when it's time for my favor, I want something back. Okay? Now, thank God I hardly ever have to ask for a favor, but you know what? Hey, that's what friendship is. We rely upon one another. We encourage one another. We help one another. Proverbs 18:24, and it says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You know, many times our church family is closer than our biological family. And thank God for that. Ecclesiastes 4, and verse number 9, Ecclesiastes 4:9. And it says, two are better than one. Amen. Because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe unto him that is alone. Remember that woman on the street corner? Woe unto him that is alone. That man, that refuge failed and no man cared for his soul. Why? Because he was alone. That is the worst place to ever find yourself. Now, in Christ, I'm never alone because Jesus is always with me. Woe unto him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. I was out at John Berger's place the other day, John Drew Cycling, and I said, I know I'm getting old now, because I thought, man, I am 58. I cannot be acting like I'm young. I feel like I'm old. He has this black top, and I slipped on it. And the guy Tony is one of his workers. He got a new worker. Tony was there, and I went down on my knee, and it tore my pants and skinned my knee up. And Tony, he caught me before I went completely down. And I said, "Oh, Tony, Tony's saved. He's trying to repair his life and what have you." And I said, "Thank you." You know, he said, "Brother Chris, I'm just going to walk around with you while you're doing your little thing here." Before it was through, I had cut my hand, cut my finger, ripped my pants in three places. I said, "What's going on here?" And I was just retrieving a few parts for my Mustang. Right? I'm laughing. He said, "I'm just going to hang out with you here for a few minutes, so make sure everything's okay." He did. He hovered over me. And I said, "Man," I said, "Well, I said, thank God that you're not alone." Being alone is a terrible place to be. I'm thankful this morning for my family and my friends. Can I say this morning? I'm thankful for the fullness. The fullness that God has given us. You say, what are you talking about? Food, shelter, and clothing? You know, I look at so many people that don't have anything, and I think to myself, God, I have everything. I got 3 closets full of clothes. I got a dresser and a chest full of clothes. We have food stacked up in the house. There is not anything that I want for this morning. Got 5 cars out in the driveway. We don't lack for anything. I have more than I could ever want or need. And the truth is, most of us do.
Amen.
Not all of us, but most of us do. And I'm thinking to myself, God, what you have blessed me above all I could ask or think. God, you have blessed me. And that's what the Bible says, that He's blessed us that much. And I'm thankful. I just think to myself, with all the people in the world that have nothing, how is it that Americans are so unthankful for everything that we do have? We have so much. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. And notice what it says this morning. And you think about this morning. And Paul, he was blessed. And you know what? And he knew that God's people had been blessed. He says this in verse number 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing in this world. It's certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. You realize we're Americans are one of the few people. We only make up less than 5% of the world's population. And yet most people in this country live like kings. We throw more away in this country than people have to eat in other countries. We're like that rich man that fares sumptuously every day, and the world is like Lazarus eating the crumbs from our tables. They would love to have just our garbage that we throw away. That's how blessed we are in this country. And I think to myself every day, God, we are so blessed beyond recognition. This is the most prosperous nation in the world. And there's not one of us come this Thursday that shouldn't bow our head and give thanks to Almighty God for all we have. You need a turkey for Thanksgiving, I'll be glad to give you one. We're blessed. And I mean that. We are so blessed. And thank God for what He's given us in this nation. Read a poem. It says, O thou whose bounty fills my cup with every blessing meet, I give thee thanks for every drop, the bitter and the sweet. I thank thee for the desert road and for the riverside, for all thy goodness hath bestowed and all thy grace denied. I thank thee both for smile and frown and for the gain and loss. I praise thee for the future crown and for the present cross. I thank thee both for wings of love which stirred my worldly nest and for the stormy clouds which drove me trembling to thy breast. I bless thee for the glad increase and for thy waning joy and for the strange and settled peace which nothing can destroy. We have a lot to be thankful for. I want to read one more poem, and it goes like this. In everything, give thanks. Fear not the raging storm. God moves in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform. In everything, give thanks, whatever be the test. For in God's providence, He sends us what is best. In everything, give thanks. God watches day and night, protecting, caring for His own. For God, for good is His delight. In everything give thanks. Good God lives and reigns supreme, and now prepares a home for us beyond our fondest dream. We're so blessed now. What are we going to be when we get to heaven?
Amen.
That eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, neither enter the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for him that love Him. In everything give thanks and gratitude to Him. Lift up your voice, give thanks, rejoice. In everything, give thanks. Lastly this morning, and yet it's important, I am thankful for freedom. You know, we have freedom. We have so much freedom in this nation, more than any other. And you know why? Because this was a Christian nation at one time. And if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, guess what? Ye shall be free indeed. It is all because of Jesus Christ. Sinners don't realize it. They complain about Christians. But if it wasn't for Christians, they wouldn't have freedom. I was telling my daughters about how it is in South America. They got these people locked up because of COVID-19. And no one can leave the house except for the husband. And he can only leave on Sunday for a few hours each day. The children can't even play in the yard. Can you imagine if you had 5 or 6 kids and they couldn't leave the house for 6 months? And what if you lived in a little house? Well, you know what's going on in them houses. People are losing their minds. You say, why? Because they don't have freedom. Because Venezuela and, you know, Brazil and all these other countries in South America, Peru, are not Christian nations. They don't have freedom like we have freedom. Even Great Britain doesn't have freedom like we have freedom. Do you realize in Great Britain, if you have a television set, you have to register it with the government and pay tax on it? And they drive around with vehicles that can tell if you got a television or not. And if they catch you with an unregistered television, you think we're talking about guns, right? But we're talking about televisions. If they catch you with an unregistered television, they fine the heck out of you and you face imprisonment. I'm not lying. That's the God's honest truth. It is completely controlled by the state. There is not another nation in the world that's as free as we are this moment. All those people in California, they told Gavin Newsom, up yours, we're going to stay out as late as we want to stay. But you know what? They're not worried about getting arrested and beaten and thrown into prison. You know why? Because this is America. And we're free. People say, we got nothing to be thankful for in this nation. You better thank God for freedom that you have in this nation. I get up in the morning, I think, thank God I'm free. Rebecca and Adam just left Ohio and came down here. And the governor in Ohio just instituted a 10 p.m. curfew. And they're talking about locking things down in Ohio where you can't go anywhere, can't do anything. And I said, well, we're free in Tennessee. Come on down here. We're free in Tennessee. And I'm just shaking my head. You know, I wouldn't want to live in a police state like China. I wouldn't want to live in an anarchist state like Somalia, a failed state. There's so many failed states. I wouldn't want to live in a totalitarian state like Russia. Thank God for America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Amen. I'm thankful this morning. For my faith, I'm thankful for the family, friends, fullness, and I'm thankful for freedom. Why is it that there's so many that have nothing to be thankful for? Can I tell you why? Because faith is the key to all happiness. You see, if you don't have faith, you don't have any of those other things either. Faith is the linchpin. Faith is what holds you together. It holds your family and your friends together, the church together. It holds your life together. And it's what holds our freedom together. That's why without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And without faith, it's impossible to have happiness. People say, "Pastor, I just want to be happy." You can't be happy without Jesus Christ. You can't be happy without faith. And that's why the church plays such an integral part in our life. Faith and family and freedom and fullness, they all go together. And you take faith out of the equation, then you don't have anything else. Have some faith. Have some faith. Trust in the Lord. What I preach on Wednesday night or Sunday night, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Have some faith in God. And see if He won't make everything right. You say, how are you navigating COVID-19? By having some faith in God. Hey, have some faith in God. God didn't give me that promise for nothing. I told my son-in-law, I said, God gave me that promise, Adam, and I'm claiming it over the church family. And I was rejoicing when everybody came back with negative tests. I said, because I boldly claimed that promise, and I'm claiming it. And God's keeping us safe. And God help us to have some faith. It's Thanksgiving. Can you find a reason to be thankful? I hope you can. Let's stand for prayer. Brother Doug's coming. Miss Susan's coming. It all begins with the Lord. And having Him at the center of your life. That is the most important thing. Going to pray? I pray the Holy Ghost will speak to you. And if you can't, or don't think that having faith is the most important thing, my prayer is that God will open your eyes. Because without faith, you got nothing. Faith is the most important thing. Father, I pray You'd bless the Word this morning. And Lord, the faith of Jesus Christ is what makes our life so happy. The faith of Jesus Christ is what makes our life so rich and full. The faith of Jesus Christ is what makes our family and friends so great. God, it's the faith of Jesus Christ that has brought us this great freedom that we enjoy today. Lord, I pray if there's someone under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord, that if their faith is waning, or God, maybe they don't even have any faith, that the Holy Spirit would speak to their hearts. And God, that You would work in their lives that they might believe in You. And God, know You and know what forgiveness is. God, the joy of being forgiven and cleansed and knowing that they're going to heaven. Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit would bless in this invitation and strengthen our faith and strengthen our soul and strengthen our spirit this morning as we rejoice in You. And Father, I ask it in Jesus' name. Head bowed, eyes closed. If God's speaking to your heart and you need to come and pray, the altar is open. Sing it, Brother Doug.
Be not dismayed. God will take care of you. Beneath His wings above mine, God will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Through
days of toil and hard that fail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Music's playing, heads bound, eyes closed, the Holy Spirit speaking. You need faith this morning. Because without it, you're like that homeless lady on the street corner. So embarrassed, so ashamed, so destitute. So miserable. So alone. It's terrible to be alone. And being alone is the product of having no faith. Have some faith in God. Have some faith. Have some family and some friendship. Those things lead to fullness. So you can enjoy the freedom you got. But it's all hinging on the faith. Build your faith. Increase your faith. Grow your faith. Walk in faith. And most importantly, exercise your faith. That's what coming to church is. You're exercising your faith. You're exercising your freedom. You're exercising the fullness of God. You're exercising the family. Have some faith. And let God bless your life. He loves you. You can look this way. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm so thankful for faith. If it wasn't for it, I wouldn't be here this morning, and neither would you. And we don't need less faith. We need more faith. We don't need less family. We need more family. We need more friends. And again, what's it lead to? Fullness and freedom. Think about the good things. Exercise some forgiveness. Think about the good, let go of the bad, and count your blessings. Count your blessings. Because I'm telling you, you wouldn't want to be that lady standing on the side of the road with nobody. That's not who you want to be. This is who you want to be. And we need more of it, not less. We need more and not less. Brother Gene, dismiss us in prayer.